Hey, everybody, this is Chuck Staton. You may know me from directing dozens and dozens of videos with Tell 'Em Steve Dave over the years or guesting on the show several times. I'm here to tell you about my podcast, Fun Bearable, and our live show next Sunday, June 1st. It's going to be at the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island. It's called Narragansett Beer's Fun Bearable Summer Break. When we do a live podcast, it's really more than just a podcast. There's a lot of segments, a lot of bits, some improv, some pranks. It's going to be a very weird but very fun time. You can get tickets at funbearablepod.com or follow us at funbearablepod on any social media platform. Some TESD Town members will be there, including Johnny Law, Jimmy the Hair Guy, and who knows who else. So that's next Sunday, June 1st, at the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island, for Narragansett Beer's Fun Bearable Summer Break. Hope to see you there.
You are the best at it. No, don't get on it. Oh, thanks. You're acting like as if you had a freezer and you had a body in it.
No, who said that? What?
But I cannot stand wind chimes.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. Q's in the house.
Hey-o.
Walt's in the house.
Hey-o.
And we were just talking about something that I feel like Walt is being fiscally irresponsible with Tell 'em, Steve Dave funds.
Really? Wow. Yes. Sandbagging.
Yeah. Yeah. He's paying rent. We were just talking about the bagel store.
Yeah, there's a bagel store here in
Airport Plaza. I'm looking at this thing that Q pulled up. Now, we have a bagel store in the plaza, and just recently there was a warrant of removal, right, which is an eviction notice. And somehow, I wish you had a mic, because I want to know how you find this shit.
Mrs. Five.
Mrs. Five helps you?
No, she...
Mrs. Five is on the case of the bagel shop?
No, she went to go get food for Frank yesterday.
She went to go get food for Frank
and saw the warrant.
And saw the warrant. Oh. Yeah. No, but I'm wondering how you get these pages that show
all the...
Oh,
public records.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, because you look at this bagel store now, if that rent... It's a storefront. If it was $5,000.
It's less.
And it wasn't. Oh, is it less?
Yeah, it's $4,500.
$4,500. You're still talking about like 20 months without paying rent. How do you get that far along without doing it?
Wow, because they owe how much here?
$93,000.
Jesus.
$93,000.
$4,500 rent, sewer, and fee.
That's got to be someone with like a problem, right? That's just not paying the rent, like just gambling.
Yeah, I think the problem is they're not making enough money.
I mean, look.
They got to prioritize, okay, I got to pay my own rent on my own house, my own mortgage.
What are these guys?
I know these guys can't get me out. The law will keep me safe for at least 2 years.
Wow.
As I put roadblocks for them to stop me from ousting me.
Yeah.
I would be so ashamed. Like they come to pick up the rent and I'm like, nah. And then the next month, I'm like, nah.
I'm telling you, it is a problem in the Airport Plaza when people aren't paying rent. Yeah. It is shocking. I think you would be stunned.
Really?
Yeah. I think we're the only people paying rent on time. And I'm surprised we're not treated better for that matter, too, because I get some dirty looks sometimes, too.
That's insane.
You know,
from who?
Just from the powers that be, the regime.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I mean, I don't know.
Or is it guilt by association? Maybe it's get them that they're not crazy about.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Walt.
Yeah. So, that's I was shocked.
I mean, when I go down there and I'm the only person paying rent, my hiney should be so shiny from all the kisses.
Yeah.
And like, you are the best tenant. No, don't get on it. Oh, thanks.
Maybe we could use this to move into like, you know, a place with a window or something like that, you know?
I told you guys. Yeah.
But in our Airport Plaza. We could be like, look, we pay rent. You know, we're a good.
Windows mean going downstairs storefront then.
You don't like that.
Well, it's also
like four times the rent.
Four times the rent. Yeah. And.
What's the cam fee? The cam fee is there's cameras set up. And
No, it's
like OnlyFans.
Cool. I mean, they should. They're $93,000 in debt.
Plowing, street sweeping, salting.
Oh, all the and that's $1,000 a month, huh?
It varies.
It varies. Okay.
Grand, fucking cool grand a month.
I was gonna say it snowed like once or twice. And
So just because we're on the second floor, we don't have to pay on
that? Yeah, man, that's the sweet part. Pretty good. That's the sweet part. Yeah, okay. No windows, but you know what? We save how much a month?
At least $1,000.
So that's $12,000 in savings. You know, I'll sit and smell get them all day. I don't give a
fuck. Really? You don't think you I mean, it's a tax write-off. It's not even like coming out of my pocket.
You know? He smells like iodine now, so it's cool.
Yeah, I noticed you got orange patches all over you. What are we doing? You're bettering yourself? We should have given him a mic. This is bad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of attention going to get his way early on.
That's good attention. He's been on the ball lately.
Has he?
Yeah, he's been really, really good.
Oh, I love to hear this.
Yeah, it's been really good. He's been it is so refreshing.
Here comes the backhand.
No, it's not backhanded. It's just it is so refreshing. It is such a breath of wonderful daisies to be like, hey, that thing I talked about I needed to get done, he had done it already.
Yeah,
wow. That's not common. So when it happens, it's like, whew.
Yeah.
I was floating. I floated home. I didn't even need my fucking Jeep. I just floated home because I was on cloud nine. So proud of my man.
Yeah, all right, dude. The bar is that low. That's great.
He did something.
It was good, though.
Oh, no,
but
good.
He did it well, though.
I'm happy. Right. Get him. Congratulations, bud.
He's definitely on the upswing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
definitely
right.
On the upswing.
New era of
things
him.
Are like quality craftsmanship.
Right.
Quality effort. So, yeah. So,
yeah, I noticed like the table's not covered in junk that we don't use. And like some those cables are actually coiled up rather than just thrown in a corner. a lot of improvements are in
since,
here.
Yeah, since a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He got his ass in gear. And it's like, but it's like,
yeah, he deserves it.
Oh, he's all flowers.
He's all shy and embarrassed now.
He's going to cry.
His face is all red.
He doesn't have a speech prepared.
It's good to see you guys. I miss you guys.
Oh, yes.
Nice to be back.
Missed you too.
Yeah, this
has been a while.
I missed last week.
Feels like more.
I was there a week before, but then I missed the week before that. So I've been part time in it lately.
Yeah. Are you allowed to talk about what you did?
I don't know.
Because I didn't mention it. I said I wasn't sure.
I don't know. I signed a bunch of NDAs, and I don't know how. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure people – I mean, I was in England, and I could say I was at Pinewood Studios. So
all right.
People could figure it out from there, but it's pretty fucking exciting.
Doctor Who?
Oh, dude, I saw they have. So Pinewood Studios, for you that don't know, is like a legendary – it's where they shot Star Wars, all the James Bond stuffs, and there are – in Goldfinger, that street that he races down is there, and it says Goldfinger Way, and it's like it's all made up to look like, you know, they have a 007 stage. It's very impressive. They're shooting Star Wars, and they're shooting Avengers on there.
Really?
And I got to look at the Avengers set.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't say anymore.
NDA, huh?
NDA, yeah. I got to look at the Avengers set. By the way, it was just
since
plywood.
When
they were building it. Just looked like plywood.
When has TSD Town had to abide by NDAs, though?
When you want to be in more stuff.
We're like...
Yeah. It requires an NDA. You go ahead and you...
We got diplomatic immunity in TSD Town, I thought, for NDAs.
Yeah, only in TSD Town. But it was huge. I was on a set like I've never seen before in my life. Hundreds of people. Hundreds of extras. It was wild.
Wow.
But it was pretty crazy. But I was in England for 6 days. Brian Lynch was there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's there as, you know.
Oh, so I know what this project is then.
Well, no, his wife works on Star Wars.
That's what I thought it was.
He just happens to be living there for a little bit, and we just were able to hang out for a couple of days, which is kind of cool. But the coolest thing that happened was I had like two days to completely by myself, which is weird. And they put me up in this old building called Oakley Court or Oakley Manor. And I'm looking at the fucking building. Yeah, pull up pictures. And I'm like, I know this fucking building from somewhere. So I say to the guy, I'm like,
Jesus.
Looks like a goddamn castle.
I mean, it looks like a castle. And I'm like, and see that building to the right there? Like, go to the right. Get him all the way to the right. Now down. Your other right. Sorry, your left. I'm looking at opposite you. See those windows to the left of that picture? That's the hotel I was in. They don't put you up in that big building.
Okay.
But it's right on the Thames River. And when I say right, I mean like the river goes right next to it. And it's a quiet little bend in the river and shit like that. Anyway, I'm looking at the fucking thing and I'm like, I know this from somewhere. I know it. So I asked the guy, I was like, this has been in movies, right? And then he says, well, it's in a bunch of the old Hammer films, horror films. They used it for it. But he goes, the big one that you know it from is Rocky Horror Picture Show. He goes, that's Frankenstein's Castle. That's
what they
use. Yeah. And I was like, holy fuck, I used to love Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You don't love it no more?
Well, I haven't watched it in so long. Last time I saw it was like, because I was into this girl, right?
It's always a girl.
Always a girl in high school. And she used to do Rocky Horror at the Amboy Twin on Staten Island. And I didn't know anything about it. I was like, you know, 17, 18. I was like, oh, I'll go. Like, you know, I'll go. And it was the weirdest fucking freak festival of all time. You know what I mean? It's Rocky Horror. So it's like everybody's dressed in fishnets. So, you know, in the 90s, for a 17-year-old kid from Staten Island.
It was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, I'm surprised you did a lot of you to knock some people out. Swinging.
What's all this gay?
you! But I ended up going to Rocky Horror, like, over the course of that summer, probably like 4 or 5 times I went just to like, because she was dressed.
Fell in love with it.
Well, I fell in love with her and fishnets is what I fell in love with. But yeah,
Did that love make you put on a pair of fishnets?
Not yet.
No,
but,
okay.
So I know the movie really well. And then it was on Broadway with, I think Joan Jett played the character. I went to go see it on Broadway. And I've always just kind of liked the movie. And now that I was there, like I started playing the soundtrack and I watched the movie last night and I'm like full on back into, I just love Rocky Horror again, man.
You love it again. Rekindled the fire.
And this time I'm like, I'd put on the fishnets. I'd do it. I'd go and do it.
Would young Q beat the shit out of old Q?
Well, no. Yeah,
I hope so. Fishnets.
I was fucking walking around the building like, oh, this is so cool. Where's my fishnets? Yeah, it was pretty good. But I was there for 2 days by myself, like just thinking.
Yeah.
And what's worse for a guy like us than to just sit there for 2 days
by himself, to think.
Sitting on the fucking banks of the Thames, just like thinking at 1 a.m. It's not great. Got a lot of changes I got to make.
You can't get a pair of Spanx fishnets?
No, I don't mean you can lose a weight. I just mean my life. Oh, yeah, that's the river right there. See how it like goes right next to
it? Oh, yeah.
So nice. No, it's just about my life, you know, and on all my decisions and what I'm going to do. It's going to be good. It was good. It was necessary. I feel like a new man coming back from England.
So you felt you needed to course correct?
Well, I just feel like...
Because I'm looking at you now. I didn't think you... I thought you had it. Oh, shit was tight.
Shit. Yeah, like what more can go right for this guy? It's tight. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. If his shit ain't tight.
I don't know. Shit's not tight. He's like, I'm on an all-expense trip to England, sitting on the bank of the Thames thinking of how I fucked up. I don't know. You might be too hard on yourself.
It's like, oh my God.
No, it's like, look, May 23rd. May 31st of this year, it would have been my 20-year fire department anniversary. And not that I don't think I would have retired at 20 years. Like nobody, you just love it too much. But that was always the thought, like, oh, when that 20 years goes by, that era could be at an end. And then with the TV show, I was always like, well, you know, I'll do it till I was going to retire from the fire department. And our contract's up now. And they want more seasons. But I am having that thing of like, is it just time for something new? You know what I mean? Is
right,
it like
right.
New horizons or to disappear? I don't know. So it was like a lot of, you know, cut to me fucking do 4 more seasons. But, like, but you know, it's a lot of deep thoughts and getting older and. You know, a lot of deep thoughts on the fucking banks of the Thames.
And you came to some conclusions, so it sounds like.
You know, I'll tell you, the honest truth is one decision was after the season's over, I think I'm just – let me finish. I was like, I think I'm just going to, no matter what, whether we do more seasons or not, just fucking just disappear. Tell them, like, I need a year and a half before we do any more. And just disappear. And then it came to this podcast, and I was like, I wonder how the guys would feel if I came and was like, guys –
Oh, you mean Tom, Steve, Dave too?
Literally everything. And I was like, if I come to him and be like, you know what, guys, like, I'm just going to take a few months off. Maybe I'll come back for the Christmas special. And then by the end of it, I was like, I don't want it. I don't want to take time off. And then it starts going. Then it's like, well, then I'm going to miss the crew if I don't do the show. And then that happens. Right. And then before you know it, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm just going to be busy till the day I die. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm going back and forth on a lot of stuff. I gotta figure out the second beautiful act here, right?
Second, huh?
Second, yeah. I thought this was third or fourth.
Second half of my life, I should say. Yeah, I got to start worrying about that. Like,
Do you? I think so. Why do you have to worry about it?
Well, concern myself with it. Maybe worry is not the right thing. Of like, what's just next? I don't want to just do what I'm doing now for the rest of my life.
I want to just take it as it comes.
Maybe.
You could slow down a little. Like, you don't have to say yes to everything. Like, it seems like you are constantly out. Like, like not in your house. You're at a charity event.
Yeah.
Or you're doing something, you know, in LA, or you're doing something in England, or maybe that's it. It's just like being away from home for so long.
But that stuff
so frequently
is hand in hand with the lifestyle I'm living.
Right.
Yeah. So to get rid of all that, I have to really get rid of a lot. Like, just really rewrite the rules about what I'm doing day to day. Anyway, yeah. I didn't mean to come in here and talk about this. This is just what I was thinking, you know, out there. Kind of like, wow, I got like another 40 years of life. Like, what am I going to do with it? I did this.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what am I going to do next? I don't mean the podcast. I mean,
right. You know, yeah.
I don't know. So it's just weird thoughts. I'm not used to like fucking sitting by myself, not talking for thinking, 2 days. Yeah. It's a lot got in my head. But the thing that saved me was Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror. I mean, it's one of those movies. I've seen half of it. I never saw the whole Rocky Horror Picture Show. And the first time I saw half of it was, we were at a con in Florida. Mm-hmm. Down in Miami, and Ming was like, hey, you want to go to the Rocky Horror thing? And I was like, yeah, sure. Well, I'll go. I've never seen it before. He shows up with two of the drunkest strippers I think I've ever seen in my life.
Ming.
And I know it's supposed to be a good time and you don't have to really be quiet, but they were so fucking obnoxious. I was like, I'm out. Yeah, I just left. So I never actually got to see the second half.
Tim Curry's so fucking good in it.
And I heard he's good in it. Susan Sarandon.
They're all good. So good. I watched it again last night. We will watch it. You want to watch it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's watch it.
All right. Why not?
I'm going to get into that.
Get our fishnets out.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? You want to come over and watch Rocky Horror? I'll do two nights in a row. But good time. You know.
I did see this, Q.
What do you got?
Very concerned for you.
Me?
Yeah. I see that Murray is stealing your Railroad Thunder.
I did see that. Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, Q was talking about his setup at home, and it's a little circle. It goes around in a circle.
Yeah.
Murray bought an entire house filled with.
He saved it.
He saved the club or whatever it was, right?
Yeah,
he bought. And this is very similar.
He saved the miniature.
Well, see that
train.
Setup. But apparently it's like 1,000 square foot basement or something where the whole thing is that setup, and so, his club meets there once a week.
Oh, so the club can still come.
Well, when Murray bought the house, he said, because he was buying the house for something else, he's like, look, I'll save the basement. They could still come every week and do it. And they're obviously very happy because he owns all that now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah, he blew me out of the water.
I was sorry to see that. You're going to have to double up your
efforts. I can go by anytime I want and play with his train. So I'm going to do that.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what I missed? What happened last week? You guys did an episode?
So there was also another concerning thing happened regarding Q. And Gidim, I think, probably should get on mic after I say it. But did you own a storage unit that you went delinquent on?
And no.
Because there's somebody selling a whole bunch of Q-related items. And Gidim actually bought some stuff off the guy. And the guy lives in Hazlitt.
Really?
Yeah. Tell him. No. Don't get up. Don't.
I'm gonna go get it.
Just tell him. You don't need to show him.
I don't. In Hazlitt?
The guy lives in Hazlitt.
But he said he bought the storage unit in Staten Island.
I don't think so.
Had taps, glasses. I bought a hat to match my Christmas sweater.
I
got a nice cutout of you.
I have a storage unit, but I
had furniture.
You had a storage unit.
I mean, you
went the way of that bagel store.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you owe more than $93K on that storage unit? Because if you did, they blew it open and somebody bought the contents.
Not to my knowledge.
Is it possible one of your people dropped the ball?
Well, let me ask right now.
All right.
Yeah, the shipping was exorbitant, but then I realized the guy was in Hazlitt, so I said, oh, can you do a local pickup? And mm-hmm. I pretended I didn't, you know, I wasn't
making. You're playing it cool?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is cardboard cutouts with your face on it.
Oh, that's probably from that Nitro Circus.
No, right? No, it's no? All rumps and
no, it all, we have an R&H. All,
oh, you had
yeah. A, we have it,
a unit dedicated to R&H stuff?
But I mean, I was in it like 4 months ago. It's not even like...
A lot could happen in 4 months.
Yeah.
No, my point is it's like pays every month. Like, why would they...
It's like on auto pay. Yeah, right.
The card get canceled.
Yeah, expired or something.
I don't know. Maybe. Hey, man, if they did, good luck.
There's furniture in it. Did you have furniture in it?
There was some furniture in it.
Well, hopefully it wasn't expensive furniture.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, it is.
Q and old Benjamin.
Hopefully we didn't get somebody in trouble. I thought maybe you just let it go because you're like, no. Fuck, I don't need this shit no more. I thought you're making the like decisions out in England. You're like, guess what? Cancel the storage unit. I'm
we don't need
on.
It no more.
No. Wait, so get him. This guy said he bought my unit and he's selling
a piecemeal.
Wow, I mean, that's the stuff that's in the unit. Oh, well, that just took care of itself.
That's bizarre.
Oh, wow.
Your taps.
Oh, wait, I assumed that it was not. There's no way. Like I said, Q shit is so tight. There's no way he's not paying his bill on his storage. Yeah. I was like, this has to be somebody who was like a Q fanatic who couldn't pay his bill. I would have never dreamed that it was actually likely, Q's merch.
Well, hold on. I'm looking into it.
I was wondering, Walt, when you were talking about. Last week when you were talking about you and Alicia going up to the hospital and her accidentally fucking up the GPS.
Did I tell that on Mike?
Yeah, you told that on Mike.
Did I?
And I think so, yeah.
No, I don't think pretty so. Sure.
No?
I don't think I did.
I remember you go, it was so fucked up. And then I thought for sure you
didn't. All that stuff.
I did get an email saying that a listener was pretty upset that I retold the story about Alicia and me going to see lights. Saying that, like, hey, can you stop retelling stories?
Oh my god!
So, but and this would be really bad if I tell the same story 2 weeks in a row. But yeah, so my daughter Caitlin was having the baby. She goes in on Wednesday night, but they say baby's not going to come until probably late Thursday night. You know, you can expect that. So my wife goes up around 7 o'clock in the morning and she says, you and Alicia can go up later this evening. So me and Alicia get in the car, I put the coordinates in my Jeep and she puts it in her phone. And as we're driving up, Alicia keeps going, you know, if we go my way, we could save like a half hour. And I'm like, well, let's go your way. Well, this traffic is horrendous going this way. So we start to go her way. And the whole time I should have realized it, but the Jeep is fighting me saying, go back. Mm. Go back, turn around, go back.
And is there anything more annoying than that when you think you're going the right way?
And I'm like, I go, this shit is so broken. I said, this, like, I can't stand this GPS and this Jeep. It's always wrong. I said, so then we get off. We finally get to the hospital in Pennsylvania. It's like a 2 hour with traffic. It was almost 3 hours. And we get into the parking lot of the hospital and Alicia looks at the location where she could see where Deb is. And she just lets out this gasp and she goes, oh no, mom's in a different hospital. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, she's in the hospital. It's like, it's like an hour and a half away. So we went the wrong way, went to the wrong hospital. The hospital are all the same name in Pennsylvania though.
Right.
So we didn't know that every hospital was named the same, whatever it's called. So we had to fucking get hot back on the highway and we walked into the hospital and I shit you not. As we got off the elevator, we see Deb sitting here. We're like, what's going on? She's like, nothing yet. And then 2 seconds later, you know, we were let in. Literally 2 seconds later, we were able to go in. So nobody had any idea that I had just walked in like 2 seconds before, you know, that we were allowed to see the baby.
Right. My question was, because when you told the story and you were like so calm, cool, and collected with Alicia. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, because she was fucking having a meltdown.
Right.
I had to remain super calm or also, like, it could have went to DEFCON 4 or 5. It was like, showed any hint of annoyance, it would have been bad because she was so upset.
She would get upset.
She was already upset.
Because I wondered, like, if it was Giddim.
would I have the same reaction?
Right. Like you wouldn't get him
he probably, I probably would have screamed like I probably would have screamed in his face. He would have no eyebrows from the laser fucking onslaught.
Especially if it didn't go the way it went, where you walked in and the baby's like, here he is.
It happened when we went to the outdoor game. Stadium series. Yeah. Because my GPS wanted me not to avoid tolls. And it was fun.
But the difference between the NHL outdoor game was that Gidden wanted to be there 6 hours before the game started.
Right.
So it didn't matter what time we got there because we had to freeze our balls off for no reason.
Oh, that's right. It was cold.
It was brutal.
That was the coldest
I've ever been in my life. Yeah. And for those who, like, there were some people who didn't even know that I guess my daughter was having a baby. If you want to know the story behind it, well, I mean, if not the birds and the bees, but the story is told on the Tim Benefit Pod. Mm-hmm. Tim the Record Store Benefit Pod. If you haven't picked that up, go pick it up. And you'll hear a good story and you'll help a good guy with his battle right now.
Ongoing battles, yeah.
And that's on Bandcamp. Sure. It's called Tim the Record Store Benefit Pod.
How's Tim doing? You talk to him?
I talked to him. He got his voice procedure where if it comes to it,
yeah,
he'll be able to communicate by much like you did with your speak and spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it'll be much more advanced.
It'll sound like him.
It sounds like him. And right. I think there's no words that he can't type in that won't sound like him, like when he converses with people.
Hopefully it doesn't even come to that.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't. No.
And they got all the episodes done. Because I did three and then I never heard back from anybody ever again. I wasn't sure if they
Did it wrong. So we were like, I was like, don't
How did
any,
I do it wrong?
Don't give any more to Brock. No, I'm
Get
only
the
kidding.
Fuck out
I'm
here.
Only kidding.
Holy shit. I did exactly what was asked of me.
No, I'm only kidding. No, you did. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, whatever you turned in worked perfectly and it's completely done. He just texted me this morning, actually, and said that he got the program and it's in his hands when he needs it.
This is Declan?
No, this is Tim. This is Tim.
Oh, Tim has the program. Okay.
Yeah, it's all sorted.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
What was the – did you find out?
No, I wish you guys hadn't told me, actually, because now it's like all I can do is – I mean, I don't care if it's gone, it's gone. Like, I don't care. But, like, I have internal problems. Like, why didn't it get to me before they sold it off? So now I'm
sorry.
No, I wish you hadn't told me.
I assume – oh, God.
Yeah, it's all right.
You were going to find out, though.
Would I? I don't know. That's my point. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, if nobody says anything to you.
I mean, forget it. When did this guy tell you that he bought my thing that I'm finding out fucking weeks later?
No, it was less than a week ago. It was like 4 days ago.
Yeah, why is it 3 days before he's texting me and being like, this guy's selling out your
fucking thing? Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? And in his defense, he said, should I tell Q? And I was like, there's no way that Q allowed
his storage unit
to go unpaid. I said, this is not his storage unit. I said, this is some hardcore collector. I said,
right.
Or it's the guy who made the shit. For Q.
Well, probably the credit card ran out. I mean, I know it was in there and it's like, it's fine. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing in there that I'm like, a piece of furniture I wanted, actually, if I'm being honest.
I bet you know it. It's probably the guy still has it. You can contact the guy.
Yeah, he's a decent guy.
You're mad at the guy?
No. I'm not mad at anybody. I don't really care. That's the thing. At the end of the day, it's like, I don't really care that. There's nothing in there that I'm like, blah, blah, blah. But.
Don't be mad at Gidim if you because he did ask.
No,
should
I'm
I tell Q?
Gidim, I don't mean it like that, buddy.
And I said I would not bother Q. He's in England right now. I said I go. There's little to no chance on the planet that guy lets his storage unit go unpaid.
Right.
That because it takes a long time before they do that. I said
it's at least a couple.
It's not
months.
Like he misses 1 month and then they get rid of all your shit.
Yeah, you get notices.
It had to be a credit card got canceled or something, and it didn't get it, and it probably went to. An email that I don't check, blah, blah, blah. It's all right. It's the worst thing that could happen to me. In fact, it's a little bit of relief that all that shit's out
now
of my life.
Gone. Yeah.
But we brought the show down now.
It threw me a bit, only because I got to figure it out, not because I'm like upset. Okay. Like, just like, well, where was the breakdown?
You're acting like as if you had a freezer and there were a body in it.
No, who said that? What?
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy? Oh, my God.
What do you guys do? It's like a drifter's body.
As soon as I can talk to you. The moment I can talk to you, I'm
like,
gotta
record an episode before they haul me off.
Gotta do a Q benefit pod for his lawyers.
Yeah, really.
That's a tough sell, though, that benefit pod to help Q.
Yeah, that's a rough
to
one.
Q on this legal team.
That's a rough one. They found a body in this storage unit.
There was some ride or die ants out there. Yeah, that's
the curator's still.
The curator's there.
He's still buying it.
He's
I don't
my
care.
Guy.
He's true blue.
Tony Stark and Ukon, he's with me still.
Not some of the 13%ers. Because I'm assuming it's some dead prostitutes.
I went drifter.
I was thinking dead prostitutes.
Okay.
Probably like three or four.
Maybe. You'll always get some people that are like, what'd they do? Oh, wow.
But wait, you were asking me about Alicia being upset. Now, why?
Yeah, you know? The question was if it were Ghidam.
Oh, if it were Ghidam.
Yeah, that was my question. If it were Ghidam, would the reaction have been different?
I had to bottle it up. And you know, I was very proud of myself, though. I just was like, I told her, I reassured her, there's no way that kid's coming until 11 o'clock, I said, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But that kid was there at 8:30.
Right.
And we got there at 8:25, probably. That's all. That's, you know, nuts. It all worked out, though.
Yeah.
There was no reason. Like, if I had blown up, what would have been the point?
Right. Yeah, it only would have made her feel worse.
It would have made her feel worse. She was already feeling bad as it was. It was a teaching moment. And maybe I should bring that, what I learned dealing with her, to my
son?
To my work son. You know, I treat my biological daughter differently than my work son. I shouldn't.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself.
They're about the same.
Yeah. I was thinking that I talked about going to Vegas. There really wasn't much to say because I didn't really do that much aside from the podcast fest. But I did forget, and I wrote it down, that when we first got there, and it was multiple times, Mary Beth and I, we were referred to as the kids.
Oh, really?
Take it where you can get it.
Yeah.
There ain't no place on the planet you can refer to as a kid.
I'm like, for Christ's sakes, I'm a 57-year-old man. What do you mean, kid? And it's not like these people are like 80. They're like 62. So I'm only like 5 years older than them. But repeatedly
younger.
Referred to as – younger, yeah, sorry. Repeatedly referred to as, when are the kids going? Where are they going?
Wow.
The kids, yeah.
The kids.
Mm-hmm. Felt so youthful.
Yeah.
See, that's when you take that opportunity, mm-hmm. go get some Grecian formula, fucking
make it a nice
that
dark
beard,
brown beard.
Make it that beard, fucking.
Keep my hair the same color.
It was never brown, though.
That's okay. <Yeah. laughs> It doesn't matter.
Yeah, a lot of people
just grab whatever on the shelf, whatever color.
You think I looked young then?
Hey, look who's here. Dad, Kid Johnson.
Yeah.
It's your kid. What are the kids saying? I don't know. Whatever we want. Yeah.
I also found out that it had spread around. Now, I told Q learned this about me when we were down in Q West, that I cannot stand wind chimes.
Yeah.
I hate them. Like a phobic reaction.
That may be the sign of a diseased mind.
Could be.
Usually those are calming and
bring
you
man.
To a state of
so discordant.
Zen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not at all, man. Like ever since I was little, I've hated them. I hate the motion of them. I hate the way they sound. And I also, I mentioned it on the show. I was like, I think it's arrogant when people put up wind chimes because it's like everybody around you now has to listen to them too. Like, I don't want, like, my neighbors had wind chimes when I lived in Highlands, and I used to go and take them down at night.
So my daughter, the baby was born a couple days before Mother's Day, so I got to buy her a Mother's Day gift.
Mm-hmm.
I brought her wind chimes.
You got her wind chimes? Oh, you arrogant son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's like, fuck your neighbors. You got a kid now. And they want to hear this every day.
Right.
It was a little baby turtle like in a laying on a pillow with a blanket, and underneath were all these like silver wind chimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in a pinch. I went to a drugstore. I was like, give me something. I'm in a strange fucking town. I don't know what to get. All my places where I usually shop, I don't know where anything is. And they're in Pennsylvania and fucking Tim fuck too. There's one drugstore
right
in between. The next one would be 45 minutes away. It's like, I'll take that.
It's like forgetting like that.
She likes turtles, right?
Yeah. It looks like a baby.
Baby turtle.
Yeah. It's like forgetting to get somebody a souvenir on your way home from a trip. You're like, shit. And then you got to buy something in the airport that's kind of like,
yeah,
doesn't look like you got it from the airport. Exactly. My point about the wind chimes being though, is that I found out later on that like, because Mary Beth's mom will take hers down.
Yeah. When you're there, just
when I'm there, she'll take them down just to, yeah, just so I don't have to listen to them. But you also went around to the neighbors.
You went on the you went on your fucking wind chime manifesto at dinner table with them. You let them know you hate them.
Oh yeah. Well, they've known for a while. This isn't the first trip they've learned it. They knew it for a while, but this time around, they went around to a couple of the neighbors and were like, "Hey, we got this." I feel like such an asshole.
we got this special needs guy.
I mean, they keep saying like her mom thinks it's funny. She's like, "He's afraid of wind chimes." I'm like, "I'm not fucking afraid of them."
Well, that's her just being passive aggressive.
Yeah,
she's like,
she's a pussy. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is
gonna make a big deal about the wind chimes. All right, I'm gonna tell everybody in the neighborhood he's scared of them.
There are wind chimes everywhere, man.
Yeah.
You have to put a new street sign up.
Yeah,
with your face.
Yeah, like deaf child area. No, it's like no wind chimes.
Big fat pussy lives on this street.
Why fat?
Well, we know why.
To be fair, I knew why back then.
Oh my god. What else do we got here? Hawk Tua spoke out.
Who?
Hawk Tua.
That's still going on?
She disappeared, right? After she did her Bitcoin.
She disappeared for like 4 or 5 months, yeah. I think I need a new fucking iPad or something. Okay, here we go. Hawk Tua,
what was that?
I don't know. I was like
you better go lay down for a second. I'm
having a seizure over here. Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch, didn't know how crypto worked before meme coin disaster. As viral celeb finally speaks out, I got talked into it.
I got talked Tua into it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I saw her podcast. Yeah, nice. Yeah, no wind chimes. Get him just pulled up a sign. Uh-huh. Oh, is that AI?
Yeah.
She started doing her podcast again, and it's gone from like hundreds of thousands of listeners down to like 17,000. Like,
still pretty good. Yeah,
still not bad.
I think it's dwarfing ours at this point.
Still not bad. But my question about her, like, she almost dismissed everything that had to do with her. She's like, she admits, like, when she goes through this whole thing where she admits that she didn't know what the meme coin was, she didn't understand it. She knew that it was something weird about it. She's like, I knew something was off. She's going. She's like, but then I got talked into it. Mm. It's like, that's your fault.
Yeah.
That's not their fault for talking you into it. It's not their fault that you don't understand this shit.
She trusted the wrong person.
She trusted the wrong people. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And, but I was just like, I couldn't believe the desire or the attempt to get out of any responsibility whatsoever. She's like, you know, I'm sorry I let down my fans. That's really all she said in terms of,
Well, what would you have been looking for from her?
I feel like she had her time. She was an internet meme.
Mm-hmm.
She got a little bit of notoriety, a little bit of money off of it. She seemed likable enough, but this is where you see it's like she's just an average person. She's just a dummy. Why come back? Why not just like do your own thing?
Well, she still got 17,000 listeners.
Yeah. Not for long. I bet you not for long. There's no fucking way. When I watched this podcast, I was like, this is the most boring fucking shit. This should be exciting. Like she's talking about the whole crypto disaster and it was the most boring shit ever.
Did she mention how much she pocketed from it?
She said after she got an upfront fee, didn't say how much, but she said it all went to like lawyers, PR people, that kind of thing. Now, I don't think whoever did her PR, I think she should get her money back.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Because I saw nothing about her at all. So like, where's the damage control?
She should have just not disappeared, though.
She should have come out immediately. She should have been angry.
I think disappearing is tough then to come back and be like, I didn't know. Well, then why'd you disappear?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, probably because everybody was fucking screaming at her.
Who told you to lay low?
True.
Where's the joy in popping your head out when people are like, fuck you?
Sometimes you got to face the fucking music.
Do you, when you have two girl kids? We haven't faced the music sometimes.
Yeah, I think we face it weekly on Reddit, I believe, right?
There was times when we didn't face the music for about a month.
Yeah, that's nice. Those are nice times to remember.
And what happened?
Nothing.
There you go. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, so Hawk 2, I think Hawk 2's time is done. I hate to say.
Let's see what she parlays this into. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is where she shines.
You think so? She has no. I mean, her set still looks pretty good, but she has no. She has one sponsor left.
Yeah,
it's harder for her to get guests now.
Do we have a sponsor this week?
We do.
How many?
Just the one.
Uh-oh.
Fuck. I was gonna say, we could say we have more sponsors than her. But
we definitely do. Usually weekly. I mean, she has. When I say she has one sponsor, she's not just one that week. She has one for every week.
Now, do you think she sits around trying to come up with the next sexual catchphrase? Like, okay.
I doubt it. Because when I saw...
That would be the way to go. If I was her PR person, I'd be like, all right, we got to sit down in a room together for an entire week just coming up with sexual catchphrases. And you just spit them out and, you know, and you're almost like SpongeBob, like, ka-ta-ta.
Right.
You try to like... you just try to catch fire.
One more time, catch
lightning in a bottle twice. Do you think there is something that she could say that would?
I don't know why it happened the first time. So
the internet just happened to be.
It was the right time, the right place.
It's all a lightning in a bottle, man.
But these kind of people, they do like they wear out their welcome and they disappear. And like maybe that's what she should have just done. Said fuck it, man. Like I'm done.
We told her it can't be too dirty and too gross,
right? Mm-hmm. Like Hawk 2 is just general enough and ambiguous enough that like unless you explain it. You know, it doesn't sound that dirty, but you're right. Like, but I mean, people fucking latched onto it. I mean,
dude,
even like
I was on the road to, I believe, the Grand Canyon coming back, and it was on the internet. And I went into a mall, and there was like one of those kiosks.
Mm-hmm.
They had already made these like fucking what's that shitty that little thing, the cricket. Like they're making shirts out of the cricket, you know, the vinyl
that
said Hawk 2 was spit on that thing on the back. I mean, within a day or two, they were trying to cash
people
in
knew.
On it. The internet popularity of it. Yeah.
Should have made our
so fast.
Hawk 2 shirts.
Like that guy who's that quick on a draw, he just needs a better vehicle because that's fucking amazing that somebody's that quick on the fucking...
That quick, and she mentioned it. She wasn't happy about it. She's like, you know, all these people like knocking off my merch and stuff. Yeah,
boo-hoo.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah, talk to us. Yeah. TSD makes the world takes, bitch.
you're very angry. What is the coin worth now? What is Hawk 2?
Oh, zero.
Is absolutely not even a cent.
Not even a cent. It's like a fraction of a cent, I believe.
Oof.
Yeah, it was like what they call, I believe, rug pulling. Right, get them. Where they set up these meme coins or these this cryptocurrency, and there's a certain like the people who set it up, they know what's going to happen. They know that a Hawk 2 situation is going to happen, so they let everybody buy in, and then they sell, and then that's the rug pulling is when they sell. When the people who set it up say, "Oh my God, it's worth 0.00001282 of a cent."
Oh.
With a market cap of 12,340,000, when it was at its high, I think it was, what was it, like something nuts, like 500 million or something.
Ooh.
It was something crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So why can't it happen again, though?
What part?
What do you mean?
The whole thing. Like another internet celebrity puts out a coin and the same thing happens. Like why? What is in place to stop this from happening again, though? Nothing, right?
Nothing, I don't think.
So that's, I don't like this bullshit with the fucking bitch shit. That's what I call it, bitch shit. I'm going to, well, I got to get my cricket real quick. I got to make a shirt.
Go rent a kiosk in the mall.
I got the Bible store. Bit shit store.
I think Joe would be like, I don't see any rent coming from this business either.
We want to do everything bigger and better. We're gonna stick it for 94K. Yeah. The previous tenant did 93. I'm doing 94, bitch.
Well, not only that, bit shit now goes up on the main on that main sign.
Could you have a storefront? It's gonna have an asterisk.
Yeah, it's gotta have an asterisk.
In the eye. But everybody knows what it means. So. Right. And it stands for anything. Anything that sucks. Bit shit.
All right. Oh, Hawk Tua. Yeah, and it's weird because she had, like, on the podcast, she had, instead of, like, just coming on and saying, like doing a monologue and saying, like, here's what happened, she had her friend with these canned questions that were so bad.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Oh, God almighty. Yeah, it's like interesting. You should ask that, you know, that kind of shit. Like, it was really set up. Didn't have the free-flowing, like, fun Hawk Tua energy that the previous
And she was there without had. Her PR people, so she was she making it up as she went.
She doesn't know what to do anymore, yeah.
I wonder if she has any money from it. I wonder if she survived.
I bet
it
you
all.
She. I know she did some appearances.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm sure she got appearance fees.
But there was rumors that she walked away with millions from that. That she's the one who walked away from the bit scandal.
Really?
So for her to come back tells me she didn't, though. Because if you walk away with millions, you don't come back.
Right.
Yeah, you just you move on to something else.
Yeah, you can't apologize.
Right.
Right.
So she must not have, or else why come back and do a shitty pod?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I believe. I think that she probably has.
With one sponsor. Like, what's the point?
Like nobody, like the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan Paul, were backing it before. So they had like a budget. They had, you know, their contacts, you know, to get guests and shit.
Oh, they were backing her podcast?
Yeah, they were in business with her.
Oh, wow.
I think they might have even had something to do with the meme coin. I'm not positive. They did? Okay, yeah. Again, I was confirming that.
How come they don't pay a price like
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I had heard that the Paul brothers had something to do with it, and everything came down on Hawk Tua. I mean, she's the face of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't happen without her.
Right. It doesn't happen without her, and she had the opportunity to say no. She knew she should have said no.
I don't know if she knew to say no.
She said she knew she should have said no.
Oh, well, she's saying that. Yeah. Maybe.
Hindsight 2020.
Yeah. But I guess, like you said, she the riches were promised, I bet. And everybody's going to get rich off this. Yeah. It's crypto.
The Pied Piper was playing his tune like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
And rats will follow.
Rats do follow the law.
They always do.
It's their nature. Bunch of rats. All right. Let's talk about Prize Picks just for a minute. Let me see if I can read through this without stumbling. Prize Picks is.
I'm gonna put 10 on that you can't do it.
Okay.
Without stumbling. I'm gonna put the odds are if I bet 10 on the chance to win.
Yeah, I think you're
double
probably,
my money.
I think you're gonna double it. Yeah. This is like the longest copy with like the weirdest stuff highlighted. It's like stuff you shouldn't read is highlighted. Stuff you should read is highlighted. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, if it's bright yellow, you're supposed to read it. If it's a lighter shade of yellow, you're not supposed to read it.
Let's see here. Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less or on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Is that still going on?
Basketball
playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, or take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win.
I just won $10.
God damn it.
From who?
No, if I placed the bet. Right.
$10.
I'm going to double down. I'm going to bet another 20 now. Go ahead. Keep going. Parlay that shit.
Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotion. Now I'm going to fuck up. That can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday.
Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide.
There we go.
God damn it. Walt's rich. To provide even more value for your lineups. Let's see here. There you go. The call to action. Download the app today and use code TESD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That is code TESD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Now, I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this, but I'm kind of loath to bring it up. It's kind of a touchy subject because it has to deal with Canada and sports. But the Maple Leafs were eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs the other day. And they have a history of going south when it matters and not showing up in big games. And they haven't won a cup since 67. And apparently that city is New York on steroids in terms of the press and the attention that the hockey club gets.
Okay.
And that now has gone also now the mounting pressures from social media and fan base doing things that cross the line during the season towards players and shit.
Okay.
So now that they're using that as an excuse, some of the players, as to why the pressure's too much at times.
Oh boy.
Yeah, what do you think? Does the fan base hold some accountability for the team's inability to, like, they're booing them constantly?
These are their fans that are booing them?
Oh yeah, the fans are.
What team is this?
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs.
No, that's what I say. I don't want to piss off Canada because I did, and it was dicey. It was bad, and since that time,
yeah,
you cannot believe some of the fucking hate emails I'm getting. Like, I thought I was fucking.
We apologize.
Yeah, I know, W's for Flanagan.
I thought I had the fucking
but
tough
for the
one.
Same issue.
No. Oh, it's new issues. It's all different shit. Oh, yeah, it's all like, but some like people physically want to punch me. They say
what over yeah. what?
Apparently, I was too harsh on Ming. On Ming's stand up.
I thought you were pretty dead on with Ming's stand up.
But I guess I could have said it in a nicer way for this person. But it's like you need a punch in the mouth.
Did Ming write the email? Wow! But what was their point? Like, what was their point?
That they are no longer listening because I trash too many things, and I'm a guy who deserves a punch, who's never gotten punched in the mouth. Mm. So that's why you go on mic and you trash everybody.
Wow!
Ming sent it to me. He knew he was going to get trashed. Did Ming, like, Ming didn't actually think that we were going to go over it and be like, wow, what a fucking great set. The next Louis C.K., everyone. Come on.
But it is surprising, though, when you get these emails and people are now saying that they physically want to assault you.
I know, that's dangerous.
Because that is a different – that's a different tone. And then I read Get'em one yesterday that I got saying they hate me and Get'em because we're stupid. And we're the dumbest fucks ever. They don't know
how fuck?
I was able to procreate because I'm so stupid.
You still get nice emails?
Yeah, I still get some nice ones. But boy, those harsh ones, they linger around your head longer than the good ones. The good ones, you kind of like
– yeah.
You kind of don't even notice them.
Like, why do you dismiss
them?
That's
human nature.
Yeah, is it? Like, everybody does it.
Yeah, I think – and that's what goes right back to the players. The players are getting – treat it, I think, horrifically by the media and their own fan base. But if the wind blows a different direction and the fan base sends me some emails, I'm like, those players had it coming. Those players had it coming. They're getting paid millions to play a child's game.
Yeah.
Put on your big boy pants, assholes.
whatever you're thinking in your head right now at home, we agree with. No need to write Walt's emails.
But I found that a stunning admission, though. And it is an indication of we're living in different times because I think social media now is really affecting athletes.
Sure. It's like you have a pipeline of hatred coming your way.
And it's like people who couldn't fucking do anything on the field what these guys are doing.
Sure.
It is fucking so ridiculous.
They got
ridiculous.
A Gmail account, though, Walt, so they can give you their opinion.
But these fucking fat, out-of-shape losers.
Uh-oh, bud, bud.
Or skinny jean. Or skinny jean-wearing femmes. Think that they could get on that fucking sheet of ice.
Yeah.
And fucking score a goal like Austin Matthews, but they're going to fucking ruin his life?
Yeah.
I find that, like, how do you write those fucking texts or how do you repost those things on X? How do you do that? And not be so self-aware. Like, I have been upset with my guys on the Devils team.
Yeah.
But I have never once been so out of touch that I was like, I got to get out there and fucking show them what to do. Or telling
them. They should listen
or how,
to me.
Yeah, or how they should do things.
Yeah.
I just get upset that they didn't win. But I would not want to be a person that they would point to and be like, you made my life miserable.
Right.
You know, I hate it. Playing in the city.
Like you as a human, I want to ruin your day and make you feel bad.
Yeah. I would not want to be that person.
Never understood it. I, you know, we get hate like that. And I'm just like, that's why we say like happy people don't do shit like that. Like these are people who are unhappy in their own life. Like this is different between complaining with your friends at a bar or anything like that. And then like taking
on a microphone.
Or to reach out to someone and be like, you know. You suck. It's just such an ugly thing. But hey.
Especially, but when you're talking about guys who are, there's only, I don't know, a couple hundred on the planet who are good enough to play in this league.
Right.
Who are you to tell them what they how they should be playing, though?
I agree.
It doesn't
register
that's with me. Sports guys, though, man. Like a lot of them are like that, right? Those Monday morning quarterbacks.
Yeah. I know I've been guilty of it in like talking to with in private, though. Like, oh, that fucking quarterback different. Does not fucking deserve to be in the NFL
and
right
now. I think even if, like, you were on a TV show, like one of those sports talk shows, and you were talking about how much they suck, like, to me, that's fair game, too. Like, you're not attacking them personally. Like, you're talking about their performance. You're talking about the team. To go online and be like, you fucking suck. Like, I'm going to punch you or whatever the fucking thing. You're just like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are people so mean? You know? I don't get it. I mean, I said
they say it's an expression like to release. They're doing it to release some sort of.
Yeah, but
they need it as a release.
Someone
too.
On the other side of that, though, and like if you're making them feel fucking like bad, like why do you want to do that to another human? I don't.
But then there's also the other side of the argument that's like, okay, you're getting $100 million. You have to be able to take this too. You have to be able to take the criticism. And that's why, like I could dox those assholes that emailed me.
Right.
But I won't because
it's illegal.
it's illegal?
Sure, doxing is illegal.
Really?
I see it happening constantly on the podcast I watch. That's all they want to do is dox each other. Like, like as if, like, find, like, you know, the guy with the Cardiff, the guy with the potato filter that I told you about a while ago. Like, he's on one of the podcasts that I watch. And he doesn't, it's not him, it's a potato filter. He just, you know, that's his thing. And
they're trying to find his real identity.
One Stuttering John was trying to find his identity. And he's like, I know where he works and I know his name. He hasn't released it yet or revealed it yet. But the guy, I know the guy, and he's just like, I don't care.
But he's like, I don't care if people he must care, though, if he has that filter up, though.
Yeah, I think he thought it was funny. Like, he it would be funny at first, and then he just went with it.
But me personally, though, I do subscribe to this is part of the deal, though. If I'm going to put stuff out there, I have to be able to accept that there's going to be some people who are going to write and say stuff that I perceive as mean or crossing the line. And I just got, you know, that's why it's part of the business, though.
I don't know. There's something about someone being like, tell him Steve Dave sucks. I don't like that podcast. Fine. To me, like, okay. But like to reach out to you and be like, you deserve a punch. That's where you're like.
No, I do. I think that comes with it's. Yeah. Like I have to accept that. And if I don't accept it, I certainly am not upset by it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Like that guy that was
I'm not
to the store
bummed.
To get you. Right. Remember that guy that he was going to come down to the store to get you?
Oh, Power Ring?
He was going to kill you or something?
That was because of a bad eBay transaction. No, that shit's dangerous, though. That's real. You know, people on eBay are fucking nuts. Yeah, I'm not worried about a TSD listener.
Right.
Speaking of eBay, it looks like the storage unit went out of business and didn't inform us and just sold it off.
Wow, you should sue them.
Yeah, you really should.
I mean, what am I going to sue for?
It's yeah, they don't have
a bunch
anything.
Of shit that was just sitting there for years anyway. It's fine.
But they don't notify people?
They don't
come
notify
get your stuff?
You
like,
though?
Do they do it to everyone?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they did, but like, I, you know, when it went to me, it would have went to my sister or something like that.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think, though, that like, it's tough for the players to come out and kind of admit that. And if they do admit it, some see it as a sign of weakness.
And we'll go after you even harder.
Yeah, and some see it as like an indication of it's a different world now where this is factoring into the pressures of a professional athlete or professional podcaster. But I don't think, though, that you should ever admit that it bothered you, though. You know, I guess I am saying it bummed me out a little bit to see when people are like, they think I'm so stupid I don't know how to put my dick in my wife's fucking...
Well, you've proved them wrong already.
Yeah. You know, I don't know where to put it. They think I'm that stupid. That's a bit... That's a bummer that they think I'm that dumb, but at the end of the day, that is that's part of the job.
Well, what if agreement. What if Gidim's job was to go through the emails and take out the ones that are mean?
No, I need to hear why? It all. Why I need to see it all. Because sometimes, not always are they 100% in the wrong. There are times, though, that there's some valid criticism.
But who cares if they're right? Who gives a shit?
Why
the fuck does that matter? Like, if it's making you feel bad, why deal with it?
Because it makes you,
according to them,
reevaluate. Okay, well, let me see. Was this bad? Was this not a good segment? Did I tell this story before? Oh, I did. Okay, I won't do that again.
Yeah, but coming from a fan of the show who loves the show and is like, I don't even know why they would write that email in a nice way. That's different. But a guy that's like, you deserve a punch.
Well, am I too arrogant? Am I too judgmental?
You already are, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you said. You already are.
No, you already are. It's like you're a fucking podcast from a strip mall. Who gives a shit if you're too fucking arrogant? Like,
yeah, like
cares?
There's a certain number of people listening, and it's not spreading to CNN. It's not spreading to any major news source. It's not a TMZ.
I am not a guy that believes in the, you know, the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
All right. Okay.
You know, I don't want to cover my ears. I want to cover my eyes.
Right.
I want to see it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I think you're opening yourself up to a lot of opinions that don't matter in that way.
I know.
Which is what social media is.
I know, yeah. But I right now, though, my state of mind, like getting a bad email was like Superman being, you know, throwing a rock at Superman. It didn't matter. I just had a grandchild.
Right.
This fucking
right,
idiot's fucking email was laughable right. In terms of what, you know, how happy I was and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
understand.
Maybe that email comes on a different day. Maybe I would have been a bit more angrier to take action, but
life's
good. I know where that guy, though, is. I know where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where
Doxed
he is.
Yeah. It's not Doxed.
Why not?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. You're just going to keep escalating it. And then, like, what if he lives?
Or file a complaint with the police. Like, really take it to the next level.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that. I believe that it's just part of the job description. And I can deal with it.
All right.
My big boy pants fit.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Me and Gidim, right? Because Gidim, you were in that email, too. He was calling him a dick sucker.
Really?
Yeah, he'll say Gidim. Anything to anybody who shows him any love.
He argues with this all the time.
I know. That's why I was like. There was one that said, the only reason I keep Gidim around is because I'm such a loser, it makes me feel better about myself.
How are you a loser?
It doesn't, though. No, I take no joy in the fact that you don't have that you don't ever move up in your life. There's no part of me that is like revels in the fact that he's living in an office. There's no part of me that's happy about that.
In fact, you'd rather it not be that way.
There's there's been times. Remember, I tried to show him places. I went and showed him listings. I said, let's take a look at this. And then when you see he's not really, it's too big of a move at this moment, then I back off then. And I haven't done that since. But there's no part of me that like keeps getting him around so that I feel better about myself.
Sure.
But if that person wants to believe it, I mean, that's I looked him up. He's on Patreon. It's fine. He can say it. I don't care.
Fair enough.
Sorry, dick sucker.
He can say what he wants to say. Now, if I look you up and I see an email that, and I look up and see if it's on Patreon, it's not. Well, then maybe. Maybe some doxing may happen. Yeah, I don't know.
Your information might get out there somehow.
I don't think we should dox anybody. I don't even think we should mention.
Really?
I think that we should not.
Pull the curtain. You don't like to see pull a curtain back for people to see what it's like to be a professional podcaster?
What's the point?
But it's not all fucking like parties and.
It's not all
curators.
Does
anybody think there's a single party going on here?
Not here, but you know, there's some podcasters that I do think are living like rock stars.
That's not us, though.
It's not us, though. And I think people don't believe it. I think they think we are living like rock stars.
I think if you give attention, I don't even think we should mention Reddit ever again on the show. I'd like to institute a ban.
Really? A ban on Reddit?
Okay. I think you stop giving it.
All right, let's take a vote.
All right, that's my vote.
I don't, I'm not a see no evil, hear no evil, but don't take it personally. I don't think we should, but go ahead.
I don't think we should either, because otherwise.
Well, I'm surprised at that.
Yeah.
Because you take it the worst on your.
I do. Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. That Teflon coating is long gone. Long gone.
That's stand up, though. And,
Thank you.
I want to get one to Brian Johnson with that vote right there.
I'm not.
Why?
He voted against me.
But you can't take it personally, though.
Well, I haven't gone on Reddit in a year. Like, I don't go on. Like, so it doesn't affect me at all. But, like,
it doesn't really affect me at all either. I know that people say shitty stuff, but I'm like, I never see it. And it doesn't really affect me. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think.
But those who do say bad shit about you should, if you're listening right now, reflect that. That man still believes in the freedom of speech in America.
Yeah, you should be able to say it.
Well, nobody's saying that they can't say it. I'm just saying, why are you giving them oxygen on this show?
Mm. Okay, all right.
Like, just
it's pretty infrequent, I'd say. Like, we never bring up anything specific. It's always just like Reddit hate.
Yeah, but I think, like, in a way, even talking about the hate feeds the hate.
Mm.
You know?
But I was on such a high for so many years, though. Like, no bad negative comments. Now to see all these start to pile up
after Canada. You live long enough to become the villain, bro. That's what happened.
What did I do wrong? Was it all that Canada fucking joke?
I think people,
could it be that? Or were they just looking for a chance? Like, okay.
I think everybody's worked up these days, man.
He's wounded. Yeah. He's a wounded animal.
Get him.
Yeah, let's go after him now on every aspect, on every front.
They don't know who they're dealing with, though.
Look at these fucking rats. Fucking biting at me.
Mm-hmm. Like, nipping at you.
Kick one off, another one fucking, two of them fucking attack from the other side.
Velociraptors. Did you see the trailer for the new Jurassic Park?
I did not. Did you see Thunderball? Look, I don't want to take, but
I saw Thunderball.
Okay, go ahead with Jurassic Park, though. You are a big Jurassic Park guy.
Like Jurassic Park, the last few movies I don't love.
Okay.
The trailer looked good. It looks like they're back on an island getting chased by dinosaurs in new situations.
Is that what happened in the last couple?
No, they got out and they were fucking cloning humans. They were running around. Okay. It was all like this international conspiracy. This is like, hey, guys, here's an island. Remember the island?
Right.
Like, we're stuck on the island, guys. And, oh, it's a T-Rex. Now the T-Rex is underwater. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. It's enough for me to see a swimming T-Rex try and bite someone underwater. I'm like, they got my money.
Now – you've heard the rumor, not the rumor, but you've heard the data come out since Jurassic Park has been released that dinosaurs don't really look like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs, that they look more like birds and they have feathers.
Sure. Yeah.
Should Jurassic Park be scientific accurate and create dinosaurs that don't look as ferocious as T-Rex and look more like a big fat dodo bird?
No.
Why?
Because they're trying to entertain, man.
Right, yeah, it's supposed to instill a sense of fear in you.
Plus, they say in the movie that they're not strictly dinosaurs, that they plug in frog DNA and stuff. So there's already a reason.
So that's why they can get away with like, oh, we don't have to be accurate.
Good enough for BQ. Good enough for BQ. They got Scarlett Johansson running around with a fucking gun, looking hot, shooting dinosaurs. What do you want?
Accuracy. Isn't it irresponsible?
I want feathers.
They're dead.
Isn't
they're gone.
It irresponsible of the makers of that film to keep the fallacy that dinosaurs look like this when they look nothing like this?
We don't know that they don't look like that.
Well, there's data that shows it's high probability that they looked far different.
There's no way to tell.
And they may have been just as dangerous. What? So if he has feathers, it's not as dangerous for you?
But we don't know that they had feathers.
It doesn't look like Liberace chasing you.
Yeah. That is scary. I mean, watch that movie. They clone Liberace.
With a boa, a feather boa.
I'll fucking watch
nothing
that shit.
Else on.
Fishnets. Yeah. Now, man.
Boober.
I thought the trailer looked good. I don't know. It gave me hope. That'll have a good time at the movies.
Yeah, I think that those are Jurassic Park movies. It's hard to not hit the bullseye, it feels like. When guys like you, all you want is dinosaurs on an island chasing and killing
people.
Yeah,
but the last two, like the three that Chris Pratt did, the first one, Jurassic World, mm-hmm. I thought was good.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs on an island chasing people. Second two movies, second one I watched, I was like, what the fuck's all this shit? Like, where they're selling dinosaurs to rich people? I'm like, great. Another fucking lesson about how rich people are evil. Great. That's more fun.
This one shit's too close to home. Yeah. Oh, BQ was trying to buy a dinosaur recently.
Oh, I'm not buying a dinosaur, Rich. I'm like, but I'm trying to watch Jurassic Park, man. Like, I like about the humor. And then the third one, I didn't even finish. I was
What you were doing in England. You're like, you're sitting around kicking rocks going, I'm not even rich enough to buy a dinosaur.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a dinosaur.
Watch my feathered dinosaur.
Feathered dinosaur. Teaching me a lesson.
They do seem less threatening if you took a Tyrannosaurus Rex and put feathers on them.
Yes.
Or a Stegosaurus and you put feathers on them.
Well, it's the Velociraptors that had feathers, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think they had they're the ones with feathers. I don't know that T-Rexes did.
Yeah. Well, you're saying that they've never even – I remember you saying –
Well,
that
I don't even know. Like, there's brontosauruses. There's a large population who doesn't believe they could have possibly existed because there's no heart that could have pumped blood to that brain.
Maybe they had two hearts.
And holding up that neck, long neck.
What about giraffes?
Yeah, they're
not as big as a brontosaurus.
And they're built differently. Yeah, they're more like straight up, whereas like the brontosaurus had a bend in it almost.
According to Spielberg, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's true.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about, though.
Right.
Should he be held to a standard, though? That
I don't think so.
Hollywood has to be held to a certain standard.
If anything, if Hollywood's listening, less realism. I would like a lot less realism in my movies, please. Like, I've had enough.
Less realism, no lessons.
Oh, that's what you're looking for. Jesus Christ.
Well, about Thunderbolts, there was no lesson. Yes, there was. There was a lesson.
Well, here's the thing about the lessons in Thunderbolt, right? It's like, it's a universal lesson. It's about everything we all have in common. And these are, it's not specific little nits and like, man, let me teach you about this, and this. It's about, you know, humanity. Thunderbolt, it was fine. I liked it. Like, it was fine. Like, I didn't love it, but I was like, it's fine. It's fucking.
Well, it was about being, allowing people to help you and letting people in. And not feeling alone when you're dealing with, I guess,
I thought it was
dark
pretty,
issues.
Pretty ballsy that the main bad guy of the movie is defeated with a group hug. I was like, that's pretty cool. I was like, that's balls out, man. Like, if they're willing to do that happen, like, I'm like, I'll go with it.
Yeah, this is getting boffo reviews. Like, it is one of the best Marvel movies.
It's fun.
Does it have BQ's stamp of one of the best Marvel movies?
No, I wouldn't say it's one of the best.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It is fun. I had a good time. But
the hype machine was really hyped up, and I was like, wow, this is going to be – I'm really expecting something.
I think people watch Marvels and were like, Jesus Christ, fucking give us anything. And they were like, here you go. How about a bunch of people that don't get along? No, I thought it was good. And let me tell you, I really like came around on U.S. Agent.
Me too.
I was like,
I want to see a U.S. Agent movie.
Yeah.
He's like, really good. The best character in that movie.
He's the best character in the movie. And he's like, did you watch the Winter Soldier, the show he was in?
Yeah.
He was Captain America for like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he was just too violent. Like,
well, he beheaded somebody.
Yeah, but he's a soldier. But he got caught beheading someone with his shield. So they stripped him, and like now he's kind of adrift, and
he's the U.S. agent, right?
U.S. agent.
Is that
kind of
they ever call him?
I don't know if they ever called him that, but he, you know, real fall from grace, lost his wife, lost his kid, everybody hates him.
But he's a
he wants to do right.
But he's also he's an alpha.
Yes,
and they weren't afraid to show an alpha in this movie for once.
Well, everybody made fun of him every 2 seconds. That's why,
right? Know? But that's why you and I like him, though. Regardless of the fucking
Maybe, but I also like how flawed he is. And I was like, I want to see him redeem himself.
Yes.
Like, I want to see him turn this around and become, dare I say, Captain America again? Would be awesome. Like, that's a character arc I love. You know?
I don't think Disney's taking Ooh, taking it from Sam Wilson for UQ. No,
well, I haven't seen that yet. That's coming on I'm going to watch that next streaming? Couple of weeks. Yeah, it's going to be.
You haven't seen New Dawn or whatever it's
New
called,
Captain
New World?
America, no, I haven't seen it yet.
It's, like I said, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. It was just kind of milquetoast and kind of middle of the
That's
road.
That's what I kept hearing. So,
yeah, there's nothing in it that makes you, that wows you, or you're like, whoa, I haven't seen that before. It's right. just kind of like, it's a head scratcher because the plot is from another movie that you should you should probably watch before you watch this movie.
The Hulk one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a real head scratcher why they tied it so closely to a movie that's over 15 years old, if
it
not
seems
more.
Like the movie that got released wasn't the movie they originally intended to make, right? Like they had a whole version of it and they're like, this fucking sucks. We gotta chop it up and redo it. So
I mean, Disney's been doing that a lot. Going back and chopping it to pieces to try to make it.
Yeah. What else did they do then?
Daredevil, season 2, dude, or Born Again.
I kind of never got past the third episode with that.
You didn't finish it?
I didn't finish it.
Oh, you should finish it.
Yeah,
yeah. They get it. Like I said, they course correct.
Okay.
And they make Daredevil violent.
Oh, he gets back to it,
and he's back to beating
ass. I heard like one episode's like a comedy in a bank, and you're like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, there is, but. It's kind of like it has nothing to do with the overall story. It's a standalone episode that nothing moves forward in this storyline.
Which could be fun if done right.
It is. I think it is kind of like it just shows – he gets to show off as Matt Murdock all his powers.
Right.
And he's kind of like showing off how cool it is to have these powers and what you can do and – how you can get out of things without even putting a costume on.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it is.
Right. I mean, I know I'm going to watch it. I just haven't
had
that.
And I'm sure you'll like the Punisher's return.
Oh, he comes back after that one scene? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I fucking love the Punisher. So that's so for sure.
You'll like it, I think. But, I think you'll appreciate, though, that they saw the errors in what they had, direction they were going, and they were like, we can't go in this direction. And they decide to go a different way. And they kind of clean it up and set the stage for the next season.
Did you think with Thunderbolts, like, it was a little, wasn't it like the Russian guy, how great was Hopper or whatever, you know, James Horner, he was great.
He's awesome.
Weren't there like, it was him was a Captain America takeoff, John Walker was a Captain America takeoff, and Bucky was a Captain America. I'm like, wow, there are basically three versions of Captain America in this. Like, that was pretty interesting.
Did you wish there was another character on the team rather than the characters they chose? Because that Ghost character, I didn't even remember.
I liked her in the movie, though.
Right?
I liked her in the movie,
but I was like, I don't remember this character. I saw it with my daughter, and I was like, she's like, who are these people? And I'm like, I don't even remember some of these people.
Second Ant-Man movie, right?
And you're the guy
go to. Yeah. But you know what? These movies come out years ago, and I think that Disney has a high expectation of memory. They expect you to remember a lot of these characters and their nuances and their motivations. And I'm like, I don't remember. It was so long ago that it was an Ant-Man, right?
A second Ant-Man movie. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I mean, the third one came out 4 years ago at this point. So, but I liked her character. I thought she did. Yeah. They did a good job with her and stuff like that. I liked it.
I would have thought though that maybe Shang-Chi may have been more high profile.
I think they're trying to save Shang-Chi for another swing.
Yeah.
Oh. I saw Stranger Things on Broadway.
Oh. Was I right?
Fuck, that was cool. When the battleship, the Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah.
Dude, they pull off shit on stage that's like pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, a battleship, just the lights go off and they come on and they're in like the battleship's on the, it's like nuts.
Yeah. What they're doing with practical effects, it has to be applauded.
Yeah.
I mean, practical effects that's not on camera.
Right.
Just for an audience, it's impressive.
I mean, the lights go off for a second, and when it comes on, there's a battleship on the stage. Like, it's pretty nuts. And then that thing comes out over the audience.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking...
A big monster.
A monster thing
comes out, and it just looks over the audience, and, like, it feels like...
How good was the kid who played Vecna?
Vecna was great. All the kids.
How about that kid, though? I mean, that's the first thing he's ever done.
He's going to win an award. He's great. I mean, I don't know how every night this kid's playing the guy who's turning into, like, Vecna. And physically, he's throwing his body all over. Every time he gets possessed, I'm like, I throw my neck in 2 seconds, and this is every night. I thought the cast
could you be his understudy for like
not a character in that show I can understand.
If you shave.
I'm not talking about age. I'm just talking about it is a fucking physical play. But I was not prepared for how much of a comedy it is. Like, all the stuff with the kids in high school with the play, like, there's a lot of humor in the show. Hopper and Joyce and Bob Newby as a character as a kid.
Oh, Bob is?
And I thought they all fucking nailed it. The kid who played Joyce, she was awesome, man. Like, she did like a Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder impersonation type of thing. But
I'm ashamed to admit, though, that I didn't realize that was Hopper and her until the end.
Get out of here.
I didn't realize it until the end.
How's that possible?
I think I was just – my jaw was on the fucking floor so often that I was in a daze. It would have made the play
so much more enjoyable knowing that you were watching them. I thought – I was like, oh, how cool that they're playing the characters as younger.
I had no idea that that was Hopper and Winona Ryder. But when it hit me
– yeah.
It was like a religious experience.
Well, that's how I felt the whole time.
It was so good.
It was really good. It was really good. And, you know, I would say go see it if you get a chance, bro.
Yeah.
I'd go see it
again. Oh, yeah.
I'd go see it again.
Yeah. It is so impressive.
Yeah, it's really good.
No songs.
I really
like
the show. The actors, you said, no songs.
But I love how they, like I said, how they take the formula of like how 80s songs were so important to the show, the Netflix show. 50s songs were so important to this play.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they kind of incorporated that formula of like songs are important.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't even notice. See, I didn't notice that. We'll go back again with you, buddy. We'll go again. Mm-hmm. And the guy, my buddy that I went with, he was there's so much smoke effects in this show. Like the theater, he was just smoking weed the whole time. Every time the smoke came out, he pulled out his vape. Then he pulled it out in the air, nobody even noticed. I was like, that is ballsy. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's like dangerous, right? You can go on a bad trip and you're seeing all that weird shit and then you're smoking your hoopah or your hula. Yeah, what's it called? Your hookah?
he brought a hookah with him.
Right? He could have a fucking bad trip.
He wasn't having a bad trip. It looked like he was enjoying himself. But I really liked that. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, pop culture has been good lately.
Getting back to good. Jurassic Park's looking all right.
Yeah, I mean, Superman looks okay. I'm a little worried about it, but yeah, you're not worried.
I think it's going to be good. What don't you like? That trailer, what didn't you like?
I don't know if I like Lois, and I don't know if I really have to, fall in love with this guy because I haven't fallen in love with this Superman yet. I really haven't yet. He hasn't won me over just on the trailers, which
I thought he did kind of where he was like eyes up here, like that one shot where he got to be like personable and like he sold it for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe if that's the sort of Superman he's doing. And when he was arguing with Lois in the trailer, I don't know. I liked it. Worked for me.
I'm worried that there's too many characters again. I'm worried that there's too many superheroes that they're going to have to introduce and it's going to take away from his first movie.
Depends.
I have concerns.
It's the guy who made Guardians of the Galaxy work. So it's like, if anybody can make a group work,
it's true.
I'm with that guy.
And Mission Impossible, you excited for that?
You know, I still haven't seen the last one.
No, you should not admit that. I'm like,
I should actually. Matt said the same thing to me. He's like, you didn't see the fucking last one? And I was like, no.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing that you can't fucking give Tom
watching Rocky Horror
3 hours?
I'm putting on my fishing net. I'm watching Rocky Horror. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it because. I do want to see it though. I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited for it too. I think it's probably the last one.
Yeah, you think?
I think so. I don't know if he's
time to reboot this.
I think he might be on the other side of being an Ethan Hunt.
He's starting to look older, which you've never seen with him before.
You know, which is understandable. He is not a young man, so I mean, it's not taking a shot at him. I have utmost respect for Tom Cruise and what he does and all the fucking Daredevil shit he does, but.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's time for a younger guy to fill the Ethan Hunt role.
I don't know. I saw him on I might have said this already, but I saw him on a little clip and he was on a motorcycle with a parachute.
Yeah, that was from the last movie.
Is that from before?
No. That's more than four.
This is eight now, right?
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be seven.
I thought this was the fifth one that was coming out. This is the seventh one?
I'm going to get hate emails?
This guy, you know? Both of you guys. Oh, no. My God. Take the heat off me, thank God. You two posers are on the pod.
But I saw the behind the scenes footage. And,
he did it.
And he did it
like 12 times.
Yeah, he was like the first time he was like, it's not good enough. Like he's like, I think I should let go of the motorcycle a little sooner. And then he does it like fucking five more times.
Nuts.
Yeah, this is why it's hard to convince him that he's not powered by an alien and living in a volcano.
I would think so.
This is why you can't talk to the man. You can't tell him he's not because he's able to do all this shit.
Yeah, he's like, well, give me some reasons. I'm like, I'll get back to you, Tom.
What are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Tom Cruise, he really won everybody back, right? There were a few years where he was like a bit of a punchline, but
what was
like,
that? Couch jumping? That
yeah, it was the whole thing about the anti-depression with
all the postpartum stuff.
Yeah. He learned to keep his mouth shut about that and just keep making movies. And people were like, Tom Cruise, last learn. Movie star. Yeah,
you live and you learn.
He read those emails.
He read those
and he
emails.
He fucking internalized them. You're right.
Yeah, now see, if he hadn't read them, he might just keep on going
on. He might still be jumping around like a pivot. Fucking gibbon on couches and shit when he's doing interviews, going off topic big time.
It's funny, like that couch, Gibbon's got it up right now, him jumping on the couch. Like that could have easily, in public opinion, gone the other way. People could have been like, oh, wow, man, he's really fucking excited. How cool is that? He's a human. He's showing his, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you never know.
Well, he just wants to show off the fucking, he's got the ability to, from a sitting position, jump. Yeah. Which is not easy to do. It looks like it's easy. It looks like it's effortlessly. Go ahead, get him. Go ahead. Show us how you jump from a sitting position into your chair right now. Because you got the same shirt on as Tom Cruise right now, it looks like. You're dressed the same.
It is corny.
Which well-known – was it Rosie or Ellen who used to constantly – I think it was Rosie O'Donnell – we used to constantly pretend she had a crush on Tom Cruise.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
It was Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. Right? I just
why is she pretending, though? Well, how do you know she didn't?
She's a dyed-in-the-wool lesbian, man. I mean,
was this before she came out?
It might have been. Yeah. So she was trying. She was trying to play the role.
Oh, you can't get a crush on a dude.
Nope.
Like a non-sexual crush? You can't do that?
Oh, a non-sexual one? Oh, yeah, yeah. I got plenty.
Right.
Like my Reacher's my current one.
There you go. So, you know. You wouldn't say Reacher's a cutie patootie?
Wow, that's a nice poll. That's a very nice poll.
I had a question for you guys regarding the Patreon.
Mm.
I have a dilemma. Uh-oh. Not a dilemma. I have a decision to make.
Okay.
So I'm good. Did this thing where I created this. I was envisioning a full month of Jimmy the Hair Guy centric programming.
Okay.
4 straight weeks. And it was Jimmy the Hair Guy's.
What are you going on vacation or something?
No, I mean, we're all in him, but it's called Alternate Hairstory.
Okay.
And he becomes the star of shows that are already on Patreon. Instead of the all new Sunday Jeff show, it's the all new Jimmy the Hair Guy show. Instead of it's all about Frank, it's all about Jimmy. And he just – so it's a fake alternate history, hair story. I thought that was clever, though.
Nice.
I copyright that, too. Get on that. Get that website. Should I, though, in your opinion, do 4 straight weeks or should I stagger them once a month for 4 months? Is 4 weeks in a row too much, Jimmy? This is a business decision.
I think stagger.
Okay, I'm just curious. You can
because
be honest.
If somebody's not into Jimmy and they're like 4 weeks of this, it's real easy to cancel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once a month for 4 straight months.
I think so. I think
Brian, what
better.
Do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You agree with that?
I agree with that sentiment. Yeah. I think, I mean, they get tired of us in every episode. So like Jimmy.
Is Jimmy drawing a bath right now, getting a sharp razor when hearing this?
He might be. Well, no. I mean, it's he's still on. He's still on.
Yeah, he's still doing the content.
He's still doing the content. It's okay. Just, yeah, it's not a Jimmy month.
But you guys are like basically saying that like you fear the subscriptions will.
Jimmy overload. Yeah.
It's not really about Jimmy. It's just about people's tastes in general. If that's not their taste, you don't want to give them a reason.
But I could do 4 straight weeks of Sunday Jeff material. And you know.
Come on, man. That's Sunday Jeff. That's like
I know.
Proven entity right
you
there.
You can't. Okay. That's
all right. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's a
different
difference.
Tier.
I don't think I can do 4 weeks in a row.
Oh, fuck yeah. All people want is iBuy Comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all they want is like I would sign up to the highest tier if they could do iBuy Comics once a month.
Oh, wow.
I'm still waiting on Fool Killer. I have all my material ready.
You read it?
He can't even see Mission Impossible.
That's true.
You think he's going to read 10 issues of Fool Killer?
No, I've read Fool Killer in the past. I'll reread it.
And we got the Punisher one to do, too.
I mean, I think we should stick to, if we're going to do iBuy Comics, just single issues. It's a lot easier. Just read one issue and then we do an episode.
Or characters.
Or characters.
Yeah, you don't have to even do like.
Yeah. Make it easier for BQ, not harder.
Right.
Well, I still read comics every week. So
I know, but then you're making it harder on me and Brian, though, because we got to read that book, that crap you're reading.
This is why you get angry emails.
Coming down.
Is that why?
Trash and cute.
Nice coming at me. I just lost all my possessions in a fucking.
Well, you didn't create it. You're just buying it.
Get him owns more of your stuff now than you do.
My precious memories. Yeah.
Okay. So stagger the Jimmy the Hair guy.
Stagger.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know. That's what I'll do. So I'll start it in June. The first episode of Alternate Hairstory. Got that website?
Sounds good.
Alternate Hairstory? Okay, good. Walt Flanagan's Alternate Hairstory.
Got that one too. I wanted to thank Frank very quickly. Frank Five, yes. He drove, he took his DeLorean all the way down from New York, trailered it in the rain, the pouring rain, down to my place and brought Sage to the prom in it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was like really above and beyond.
Should we take away that this was supposed to be Lindsay Dixon's, I think she has until the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every episode was dedicated to her because she gave a kidney to Chuck's mom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we said that in perpetuity that all the episodes going forward will be dedicated to her. But
this year?
Yeah.
What's well,
I mean,
but
I mean, Frank Five, DeLorean, Rain.
Rain.
I mean,
Sunny Skies, I'd be like, no.
Right. But he was on the ground unchaining like the car.
Wow.
And he's like, he's got a white shirt on. It's all muddy and shit, you know?
Gotta give him the episode.
Yeah.
She only gets 1 week.
Well, she got next week again.
I wasn't involved in any of that. Nobody asked me.
Well, you were in England.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we called you. You didn't answer.
Yeah, I tried to call you, but it went right to voicemail.
Yeah,
we were going to ask you: should we do 4 straight weeks of Jimmy, and should we dedicate every episode going forward to Lindsay for donating a kidney?
I mean, it's pretty big donating a kidney.
I can't imagine you would have been like, nah.
Not in the moment, but now we're removed from it. Wait, so the woman that gave the kidney wasn't an aunt?
Yeah, she was.
Oh yeah, hardcore 13%er.
Yeah.
Oh no, we got to give it to her then. Yeah, wow.
We already did.
Wait, she just, but I mean this episode, we can't give it to Frank.
No, all right.
So an aunt heard about Chuck's mother and gave her kidney to a complete.
Well, no, she used to date Chuck, and then they broke up and they became really good friends.
Oh, is this girl he used to bring around? When we first met Chuck, he was dating that girl, I don't remember.
Not the one with the blonde hair. Yeah, there she is. That's okay. Lindsay right there.
Oh, how sweet of her.
And it's funny, Mary Beth brought it up. She goes, you know, everybody asks how Lindsay's doing. Nobody asks how Chuck's mom's doing.
Oh, I asked.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we asked.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I mean, Jesus, man, that's...
It's crazy, isn't it?
What more is there than that? You're giving up parts of your body to your friend's mother.
Now, each of their significant others. That's tough, right? Because how do you top that if you're the significant other? Like, your former girlfriend... Yeah. Saved your mother's life.
Right.
I mean, this is just the elephant in the room. I know Chuck probably doesn't want me saying this, but this is that's all I'm thinking about.
Like your ex is literally a part of your mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shares DNA now.
Dude, I would have to set up some like fucking fake kidnappings and like save the day. Like false flag shit to try to make myself look great. To make myself get on the same level as her now.
That's tough.
Hire some shady guys, you know, to come down to Hazlitt and do a carjacking where I just show up and I beat their asses.
I mean, I wish you would do it.
Well, no, but I mean, but like, obviously the punches are like,
yeah,
it doesn't even look like I connected so bad. It's right. Like Batman and Robin 66
Love
shit.
Love it. I mean, I would be happy with you.
But yeah, how do you kind of...
It's just something about that person. I don't know.
Does it play a factor? Like, does it jumble around in your head? So if you're the new person,
if you're Chuck's new girl,
yeah,
it would be.
I mean,
like if I was dating a girl and while I was dating her, her ex stood up and gave a kidney to her mom, I might be like,
don't know.
I don't want to have to top this.
How soon after this can I break up with her? is there anybody? There are people you would give a kidney to, obviously, I think, right?
Oh, of course. Like, yeah. You know, if my mom needed a kidney, yeah. If my sister needed a kidney.
Not your ex's mom? You wouldn't?
I have to be honest. That would be a very tough sell to be like, tell my wife that, yeah, like, I'm giving a kidney to a former lover.
<It's> mom.
Oh, yeah, to their mom.
Yeah.
But that is, like, that's why she's deserves every kudos, every fucking,
That's a hero.
Yeah, like I told Brian, like, we do a fucking couple of fucking benefit pods. We think we're fucking, we think we're special. We think we're good people, but that's, that is nothing.
Should I put my cape away?
Yeah, you should. Okay. It was fucking absolutely gross that you fucking continue to wear it this many weeks later.
I know. I'm not around Lindsay, so I figured, you know, nobody would complain.
But that is some insane, like, respect and just you. It's beyond words, like, what a human being would do for, you know, for another human being.
Like, I would be like Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm, just praying that my blood type didn't match or something was going wrong. Like, he was supposed to give a kidney to Richard Lewis and he fucking pussied out and wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And then we're like, will Chuck be upset? I hope he's not upset we're saying this. He's not making his life hell at home, or hopefully.
I mean, what did he do? Really? I mean,
I don't know if it, I don't
now
know.
It's in her head.
Is his girlfriend an IJ listener or a TSD listener?
She was TSD.
Oh, she might listen to this. Then.
Oh, she's probably going to listen to this. She's
probably sitting in the car next to him right now, listening.
You
to
have
him.
Nothing.
She looks over.
You have nothing to prove, right? Reassure her, Q.
I will say this: I we've known Chuck many years now, and I've never seen him this happy. He is fucking.
He's over the moon with
deep
this girl.
In love with this girl. He won't stop talking about her. get him. I'm very, very happy. She moved to Staten Island now with Chuck, and I think it's
so. Yeah, get any.
I think it's a real love story.
Get rid of any of those thoughts out of your head, if you even had them.
I don't think there's someone love. I don't think those thoughts even came up.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
we shouldn't even. I shouldn't even brought it up.
It is funny though. It would be nice, it'd be funny if Natalie was like, no. Just like put her foot down. That's an ex, Chuck.
Keep looking for a kidney. Charles.
I got one more thing. If you got time, Q.
Yeah, I got time. My only plan was today was go to the storage unit and clear it out. I haven't thought about that thing in fucking
months. Man, I'm bummed. I wish that we hadn't brought it up, but you would have found out, though.
No, I'm totally fine. Okay. I don't care at all.
All right. Yeah, you didn't. Good. Your eyes betrayed that, though. You looked like you were kind of
perturbed. Well, I just didn't know what was going on. Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, what would happen? But
so you signed that stuff, right?
Yeah, you got it. You got
it. New York's distinct accent. The one that brought us Joe Pesci's defensive funny how and Fran Drescher's thick oh Mr. Sheffield is rubbing a lot of Americans the wrong way.
Really?
Nearly 60% of Americans say they find the New York accent annoying, according to a new survey by Podcastle, an AI voice platform. And it's not just outsiders that feel that way. 45% of New Yorkers agree that their own accent is grating. Now, do you find Q's accent anything?
It's endearing.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Like, I like his accent.
Thank you. Yeah.
In fact, I like the whole Staten Island accent.
If he got rid of it, it wouldn't be as fun to do this podcast. Like, if all of a sudden he spoke like Hugh Grant or something.
Right. Coming back from England. Yeah, it says only 10% of Americans say they trust someone with a New York accent. In contrast, folks with a Southern drawl were deemed 256% more trustworthy and 232% more appealing than New Yorkers. Now, I don't know what these percentages mean, but it seems a lot of people don't like your accent, Q.
People in general don't like my accent or just the New York accent?
The New York, yeah, not yours particularly, but yeah, the New York accent. But they're talking like Staten Island, Queens, Bronx, you know, it's like they're all kind of a little different, right?
They're a little different here and there, yeah, but it's, you know, a general thing. But, I, you know, what are you going to do?
They don't trust me?
Some of the – see, I disagree with this. Some of the features that have been traditionally associated with New York City English are diminishing. What's being lost is the final R. You get in the car and you go to the bar. It's now car and bar. See, I always thought you guys added R's to stuff.
We add R's to things that don't need them and take it off from the things that have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Car and bar.
Like elevator.
Elevator.
Lobster.
Red lobster.
Red lobster. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know I'm doing it. It's funny because like people in England, they're like, wow, that fucking accent's thick. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Still, some say the sound of New York is the sound of home. These are New Yorkers. None of us as New Yorkers really want to sound like we're from somewhere else. Yeah, New Yorkers are particularly proud of being from New York. Well, a lot of them.
Fucking greatest place. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of stuff there, that's for sure. A lot of people.
I think you tend to gloss over the bad, though. Traffic.
It's traffic in Jersey.
Not like New York.
Not, yeah, Staten Island traffic's at like, even today, you come in here, you were like, yeah.
Look, I don't think traffic's great. I'm not sticking up with traffic, but I mean,
crime.
It's New York City.
New York City crime. Crazy. Yeah,
it's because you have 9 million people living around each other.
Yeah, you don't really hear about like random punchings or people getting set on fire in the New Jersey suburbs.
Yeah, or fucking dead people on the fucking subway.
I'm sure. Well, that guy who did it wasn't a New Yorker.
Is he from Jersey?
No, he's from like fucking, wasn't he here illegal?
Yeah, I think he was here illegally.
Oh, you're going to say that if he lives in New York, he's not a New Yorker?
No, of course not. You can't just show up in New York and be like, I'm a New Yorker now, let me rape that corpse. That's not how it goes.
That's a new rap song.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, you got to earn it a little bit.
Yeah, you can't, like even Key West, you can't go down there and be like, I'm a conk just because I moved here.
Of course not.
Well, yeah. How long does he have to live in New York before he becomes a New Yorker in your eyes?
20 years.
10 isn't, you're not a New Yorker?
I'm not interested in your 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. 20 years.
20 years is the limit, huh?
I don't know. Speaking of shit up as I go, I don't have a real opinion on it.
Yeah, but you got a crime problem, though. Okay, at least you admit it. Okay.
Well, yeah, there's 9 million people living on a little island. You know, there's going to be problems. But it'll be all right. It'll all be all right. I mean, you got people doing crimes here in Airport Plaza, not paying their rent and shit like that. Fraud.
Those are soft crimes.
Those are, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and your crimes are all right.
That's not getting punched for no reason. Like poor Jiggy walking down the street gets popped in the
you
face.
You think, again, that shit doesn't happen in Jersey?
I don't know.
Not where we live.
Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't happen where I live either.
Yeah. If this email writer to Walt shows up, though, we may have some punches in New Jersey.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like
well,
it.
That's why I've got a 24-hour security as long as I'm here at the Airport Plaza. Somebody who will step in and take that punch.
Right. He'll wrestle with that guy, get his iodine stains all over him.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That is it.
So, nothing on the horizon, Q?
Anything fun?
Next
Memorial
weekend,
Day?
Memorial Day, nothing. I'm at that Big Slick charity next year. Next
Grace
week.
Slick?
In Big Slick. It's a charity in Kansas City that they do every year. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to that next weekend. I'll be there. So I think they're selling tickets to it. So if you're in Kansas City, want to support a good cause, Big Slick. I think it's
Big Slick is the shit.
Yeah. That's what, like, Paul Rudd's there, Jason Sudeikis is there, Eric Stone Street. Like, all these guys from Kansas City throw this huge party there every year.
Wow. Yeah, I'll be appearing at my house.
Yeah. It's great.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, we're going to go to the hospital and visit sick kids. Like, go to the...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you get there. It's really great. Like, you go to the hospital in the morning and you do the visit to the room. I mean, you know, when an Avenger walks in, those kids' eyes, like, fucking light up, man.
Yeah, let me see these people. Because some people... Yeah, some people I'd be like, I wouldn't know who it was.
Sure, you know pretty much. I mean, Rob Riggle?
Yeah, him I know, yeah. Of course.
Cactor Rudd.
Paul guys. Rudd.
Yeah.
Who is the lady? Can you back it up? Get him? I don't know who she is.
Wait a minute, go back up again?
She's on a sports talk. She's on Thursday night Amazon Prime Football.
Oh, okay.
One of the hosts.
They do a good thing. And it's like, you know, it's weird. Like, you go in and you meet those kids and, like, they're all sick. Burned or something like that. It's like, it's a tough morning. And then at night they're like, all right, let's all get drunk. You're like, yeah, let's do it. But the kids like really, really love it. So, you know, going to
good,
do it.
Good cause.
Good deal. Big Slick.
Big Slick.
Check it out.
Tell him Steve Dave.